But first, despite health care reform appearing to be on its last legs, at least temporarily, President Trump is still sending out tweets pushing for Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to get something done on the issue. That unpredictability has sent insurance providers across the country into the uncomfortable realm of uncertainty. How could that affect coverage and rates? The Kaiser Family Foundation has released a report that is an early look at how premiums could change on Affordable Care Act exchanges. The focus is on 20 states and the District of Columbia. And with me to talk about that is Larry Levitt, Senior Vice President for Special Initiatives at the Kaiser Family Foundation. He also worked in the Clinton White House as a Senior Health Policy Advisor. Larry, uncertainty is a word that comes up a lot in the Kaiser report, and it's a word that was used when the Affordable Care Act was implemented. Compare and contrast those different kinds of uncertainty for us.
When the Affordable Care Act first went into effect, there was a lot of uncertainty for insurers in the sense that people with pre-existing conditions were guaranteed insurance for the first time. Insurers had to offer benefits that were more comprehensive than they typically offered before. This was paired with an individual mandate that required people to get insurance or pay a penalty. And these were all things that insurers had never done before. So there was a lot of market uncertainty or economic uncertainty about what effects those changes would have. In fact, many insurers guessed wrong at what the effects would be. You know, more people with pre-existing conditions enrolled than expected, and fewer healthy people signed up, you know, with the individual mandate as a stick. So the result was that many insurers lost money in the early years of the Affordable Care Act and had to raise premiums significantly in later years in Arizona and across the country. The kind of uncertainty insurers are facing now is different. I mean, this is policy uncertainty, you know, needing to predict how the Trump administration is going to operate the program. And there are really two specific areas. One is whether the Trump administration will make payments to insurers to compensate for the lower deductibles and copays they offer to low-income people. And the other is whether the administration will enforce the individual mandate.
For providers, is there a possibility that some of them will just throw up their hands and say, well, we don't really know how to deal with this because there is so much uncertainty? Is there danger there?
Absolutely. I mean, insurance companies are businesses. Many of them are for-profit, publicly held businesses getting pressure from Wall Street. But, you know, at root, these are companies that are in it for profit, and they're not going to stick around if they're going to lose money. Right now, we're seeing many insurers raise premiums or propose to raise premiums for 2018 in the face of uncertainty about what the administration will do. And as we get closer to the deadlines, which are fast approaching, some more insurers may simply drop out of the market because they just can't anticipate what the rules are going to look like and whether they have any prospect of earning a profit.
How did you determine which 20 states you would look at?
We looked at, we've done this kind of analysis every year since the Affordable Care Act went into effect in 2014. Many states make publicly available premium filings that insurers prepare. Other states don't. So we chose the states based on where the information was publicly available to do the analysis.
Does that mean that Arizona needs to be better as far as sharing this kind of information?
Yeah, it's different states have different judgments about whether this information should be public and people should be able to comment on it, or whether it's more of a kind of behind-the-scenes process between state regulators and insurers.
I want to pick your brain as someone who formerly worked in the White House, and coming back to the word uncertainty, which we discussed earlier, how much of the uncertainty is simply caused by what many people would say is the unpredictability of President Trump himself? Earlier this week, he even tweeted out against Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell again, saying, you need to take up health care again, you need to take it up. And for many people, it feels like, well, for the time being at least, it's on hold for now. And yet when the president does that, how much does that create a stir in the market?
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think this is beyond the kind of usual policy or political uncertainty that that private companies like insurers face. You know, I mean, this whole process from the day of the election on of, you know, potentially repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act has been, you know, quite a roller coaster and incredibly uncertain. Bills seemed dead and then came back to life and then dead again and came back to life again, only to finally die, at least seemingly for now. And, you know, the president has publicly threatened to to withhold these subsidy payments to insurers. So insurers have a legitimate reason to be concerned that the payments might stop and really look at this process and have a hard time figuring out how to even judge the uncertainty.
Larry Levitt is Senior Vice President for Special Initiatives at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Larry, thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you.